Hi, I'm Sammy Chudley from Only a Payment Away, the charity that supports people looking to rebuild their lives through employment opportunities in hospitality. So today we're switching things up a little bit. Alongside our regular monthly episodes, we're also bringing you Quick Serves, our brand new mini podcast on the go, making sure you have all the latest insider info and behind the scenes. So today we're catching up with our very own Will Andrews, who runs our learning and development programmes. He's been pretty busy this week at the Hilton Conrad London, running one of our wonderful Passport to Employment courses. Firstly, I'm joined by Peter and Rio, who have been taking part in the programme this week and can tell us about how they found it and the impact it's had. So Rio, Peter, do you want to tell me a little bit about yourself and how the week's been?
At the start of this course, it was a bit exciting, a bit nervous. The course is giving me new skills, confident and willing to put in work.
And then what about the work experience? So Peter, you did housekeeping. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about that.
I did linen portering and the housekeeping because I'd worked in other hotels, but not in a five-star hotel.
With my experience, it was like I was doing front of house. The visitors get treated right, get some quality service, and just make them feel like, yes, I definitely can return to this hotel because of the way that the staff members have welcomed me.
I mean, that's the main thing about hospitality, isn't it? Just making everyone feel at home. And that's what the Conrad has done this week. Okay, so Will's had you do some interesting things throughout the week. I mean, this morning we played some games, we've thrown the dice. What's been your favourite activity, like weird activity that you've done that you weren't expecting to do when you came here?
The playing that dice game and the walking around game where you got to walk around and stop and start. Like, those games were good.
Yeah.
Because they were fun because then you get to know people.
It's learning and having fun at the same time because you don't realise that you're actually picking up skills as you're doing it. Has anything surprised you about yourself?
I've got a disability, so certain things that take me back a bit for my ability to do certain things. So I'm showing that I may have a disability, but it shouldn't affect what I can and cannot do.
100%. That's really inspiring. Thanks for sharing, Rio. So would you both recommend this course to anyone that's looking for help starting in the industry or just getting back into work?
Yeah, definitely. From this course, it opens up loads of different things. Like, if you come here, you can learn new skills. You can learn about interview techniques. You can get work trials. I definitely would recommend it.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a great way to explore the industry and really get your foot in the door. What's the best bit of advice that Will has given you this week?
He sees that I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to put myself in, yeah, and not just sit back.
That go first mentality,
yes,
that we've been saying, yeah. Nice. And then finally, one word to describe the week.
Brilliant.
Rio?
Fantastic.
Love it. Thanks so much for joining me, guys. I'm now joined with Will, our learning and development manager and the brains behind Passport to Employment. Okay, Will, can you tell me a little bit first about your role at Only a Payment Away and then about this week, Passport to Employment?
Of course. My name is Will. I am the learning development manager here at Only a Payment Away. And we're currently on graduation day, which is the end of our five-day course. Now, the course is Passport to Employment, and that is really an employability skills course which takes candidates on a journey from work experience to skills masterclasses to workshops to life skills, a whole range of things that really help them become a little bit more employable. And today is our celebration day with photographers are here, the Conrad team are here.
A very nice cake.
A lovely cake, yeah, here. But the cake was such a good example of how we've been treated the whole week. And this week works because candidates come in and they bring 100% of themselves every single day. And for me, that makes such a difference.
What's the kind of story behind Passport to Employment? What is it going to set the candidates up for?
Absolutely. Well, we wanted a skills course that wasn't just theory based. We wanted a skills course that actually made a difference, that made people feel more employable. The idea being that it's practical, it's hands on. And in 5 days, the difference you can make when you have an intensive course where every day you come in at 10 o'clock and you complete the whole day, whether it's tours, whether it's meeting new team members, whether it's doing activities and workshops, it's all this kind of perfect mix of theory and practical that means by the end of that Friday, one, you have an idea of where you want to go, And two, you know exactly how to get there and what it takes to get there. So we've got wacky games with blow-up dice. We've got filler-free tasks where we've got people pretending to be certain things. We've got three-word stories where you get a bunch of random words and you've got to craft a really engaging story.
I'm just curious, what's your favourite one that you do? Is it the throwing the dice? Is it the hands in the air challenge?
Oh, there's loads. There's loads of games that we like to throw in, loads of activities that on the surface, people think, what the hell are we doing?
They are strange.
Some they are strange, but then the story around the end, I think, ah, there's a reason why we're doing this. And that's what we want to do, is instill learnings into physical, practical activities. It's no use me reading off a slide. I don't have slides with words on. It's no use doing that. I think the way that we can learn, certainly most effectively, is through doing. Do I have a favourite? That's like choosing a child, Sammy. I'm not sure I've got a favourite wacky game, but they are crazy.
You hate them all equally.
I love them. Well, I love them, but also the list grows. So every time I run a course, there's at least two or three new ones, often that I've stolen from the drama kids. Because they come up with some wonderful games that are all about performance, all about getting into your body,
communicating
clearly, growing that confidence. So I do steal a lot of them from the drama kids.
That's fine. We don't have to tell them.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay, so we always end every episode with a quick fire round. What's your favourite thing about hospitality?
That it's inclusive and it's broad and varied.
Nice. Favourite meal to order at a restaurant?
Fish pie. Because it's my favourite meal, and I think it's quite hard to do really well. So if you give me a great fish pie, I'm all in forever.
That is the most roguest thing you could have said, but fair enough. What's the best leadership communication advice you've ever received?
I think the best bit of advice we share, especially about communication, is yes, we have a huge list of things that we can do to become a really good speaker and a really good conversationalist. But I do believe that if you are just genuinely interested in the audience you're speaking to or the person you're having a conversation with, then all those skills just come out naturally. So having everything rooted in a genuine interest to the thing you're teaching or the person you're speaking to.
Nice. If you could have dinner with any figure in the hospitality world, past or present, who would it be?
I would say two. I would say Antonio Carluccio and Will Goddara, who wrote Unreasonable Hospitality.
Nice. And then finally, describe hospitality in one word.
Joy.
I love that. Perfectly sums it up. Great. Thank you, Will. Thank you so much to Rio, Will and Peter for taking the time out of their busy week to catch up with me today and talk me through all the amazing things that they've been up to. And if you're not already, make sure you're following us on our socials to see all the amazing pictures. And thank you to all of you guys, our amazing listeners. Be sure to give us a big review and subscribe on Apple, Spotify or wherever you get your podcast. And finally, a huge thank you to our sponsors at Stonegate Group who make this podcast possible. Keep your eyes and ears peeled for the next episode. See you then.